with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bet, you jackwagons! Brad McNoise Evans here, joined by the good Nathaniel Lundy. It is indeed another hashtag Tequila Thursday edition. Bartender! Bartender! Pour me Nanyeho, three fingers, por favor, because I'm going to need it. Could be a kicker fest tonight and what is sure to be a low-scoring affair, which means probably a 55-50 shootout. The opposite will inevitably occur between the New York Jets, Jets, welcoming the New England Patriots. They're at the Meadowlands. We got tickets in hand already. Let's go ahead and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, Lundy. At plus 100 odds or greater could be a wager tonight. Could be on the diamond. Could be the NFL. Maybe the college football. Maybe you're already looking ahead to various offerings tied to this weekend's action. Give me something, my man.
Well, I'm already looking at stuff for this weekend. That's an obvious thing. Right. I mean, that's just what you and I do here. However, I am going
to
stick with the diamond because we've been having some luck there, as we all know. And oh, Brad, happy Patrick Corbin Day.
Yes.
I love me some Patrick Corbin Day. So the Cubs are at home on the north side at the Chewing Gum Festival, and Patrick Corbin will be on the bump for the Nats. So let's go nice and simple here on a three-leg SGP. Give me Dansby Swanson for a hit. Give me Patrick Wisdom. Hopefully he will be the smart one and get us a hit. And then I'm just going to take the Cubs straight on the money line. No run line, no nothing. Put this together this morning at DraftKings. Nice and simple. Plus 164 for this easy, breezy two-legger.
You had me at Patrick Wisdom. You had me at Patrick Corbin as well. Wisdom usually tees off against LHP, so including Dansby Swanson. Have that pinky out. You had me at the Cubs. They're in a must-win situation. They basically got a, you know, almost went out to have a puncher's chance of getting that last wild card spot, because I believe they're like five games out.
It's because they screwed up and came here to Denver and lost two out of three.
Yeah, and they screwed up against the Oakland A's a couple of times. It's just not going well. They're not going to make the postseason. Let's go to the NFL. Let's talk about one of the hottest waiver wire pickups in fantasy football this week, and I think he's going to pay an instant dividend. Yes, the guy who owns an alligator named Quawky J. No, I didn't make that up. It's Carson Steele. The rookie out of UCLA, a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. Give me him for any time touchdown against the ATL at a plus 135. Juicy. Now we're rolling the shoulders and working them for a reason. A lot of people are kind of off on Carson Steele, thinking that Kareem Hunt is going to steal the show eventually once he gets in game shape. But Kareem Hunt was also dead last in yards after contact per attempt, and a pretty ideal running back situation a year ago with the Cleveland Browns. He only forced a missed tackle 6.3% of the time. You could have all that nonsense. Believe what you want to believe about Hunt. I think Steele's got a real opportunity to indeed steal the show. Yes, Samaje Perine's going to supplant him in pass down situations, but I think he's going to get 11 of 14 carries against Atlanta. I think he's got reasonable odds of splashing six. I actually grabbed this at FanDuel when it opened at plus 170. Still the best odds in the industry right now on FanDuel at plus 135 for that anytime TD. Atlanta very mid-May. An EPA run defense at number 16. Steele's a big dude, 6'1", 227 pounds, appreciable yards after contact per attempt. He's already forced four missed tackles. You know the Kansas City Chiefs going to be sniffing that goal line. And who is going to be the bloodhound with the ball in his hand? Carson Steele. Anytime touchdown. Call me a believer, baby. There in Hotlanta, plus 135 at FanDuel. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Mas Tequila, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's get some more plus money on the board. Let's look in the alternative market at BetMGM on rah, 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 rah. Yeah, Clue and Key Up, the Lady Gaga there in the background. I think Ramondre Stevenson goes for at least 75 rush yards. And you get that right now at a plus 115 juice. there at BetMGM. You look at Ramondre Stevenson. He is numero uno tied with Jordan Mason, of all people, in total missed tackles, 4 so far the young year, is track at PFF. He's got 13 in total, an outstanding 3.70 yards after contact per attempt mark. That's top 10 among eligible running backs. Number 13 in rush yards over expected per attempt. Yes, that's a real stat. Fast tracked by NFL Next Gen Stats. And you're facing the Jets. And where are the Jets weakest? In the trenches. New England's offensive line has been rather impressive, opening up holes for Ramondre Stevenson and his tag team partner, Antonio Gibson. A little bit more on him later on in today's episode. But I think he's going to get, at a minimum, Lundy, probably 16 carries in this game, maybe as high as like 22. As long as New England keeps this sucker close, and you and I think both believe this is going to be a low-scoring, nip-and-tuck affair, Ramondre Stevenson is going to be a snowplow between the tackles in this one. 75 or more rush yards plus 115. Yeah, get seduced by that juice at BetMGM. Good sir, numero cinco on the countdown. Feed or follow.
I'll roll with you on this one because you're going to see Ramondre Stevenson pop back up again a little bit later, because there's some low-hanging fruit, shall we say, with some of the player props that I like if you're trying to build an SGP, and I've got a couple for you here when we get up to bonus time. But yeah, just based on what he's doing and whatever the hell that stat is you just made up, yeah, I'm on board.
Yeah, numbers. I make them up all the time. What I will not make up, Ramondre Stevenson rush yards. Mush, Stevenson, mush.
Number 4.
Newmark Watcher here on the Fade at 5 countdown. Let's go another running back, and let's make some more buckaroos, and let's go the opposite end of the spectrum, and that being Breece Hall. And we're not going to be focused on his damage on the ground, but what it could do through the air. Give me the over on 4.5 receptions. Oh, baby seduced by the juice there. Even money there at BetMGM. I honestly was shocked this was even money. I thought it was going to be juiced up to like minus 130, maybe as high as minus 150. And that's honestly where it should be. You look at Breece Hall, a guy that is running all kinds of routes. How many? Nobody's run more routes than him so far through the first 2 weeks of the NFL season at the running back position. He's averaging 23 routes per game, to be exact, getting 24.1% of the team target share. That's also numero uno among all running backs in the National Football League. He's catching 85.7% of his targets off the hand of Aaron Rodgers, and a guy that's participating on a route 78% of his team snaps. And what's most impressive about him is the route tree variety, right? He's getting it done the flat, but also down the field. He caught that long touchdown on a wheel route off the hand of Aaron Rodgers last week. You look at New England, weeks 1 through 2, they gave up 10 total catches for 60 yards to the running back position. Zach Charbonnet all day, had 5 grabs last week. So Breece Hall, I know Braylon Allen is starting to eat into the workload. They want to keep him fresh, but he's probably going to play at least, I would say, around 70 to 65% of the snaps. And again, as long as the game's close, I think he will grab at least 5 passes, as New England has been susceptible there in the short field. So numero quattro, the Fade 5 countdown today. Breece Hall, little dance hall days if this cashes on the over 4.5 receptions plus 100 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
Surprising to be able to get something like this at plus odds. You already outlined the reasons why it probably shouldn't be at plus odds. At least be standard juice on it on a prop at minus 115. So this to me has got 15, 20 cents worth of value built into it. You got to hope you don't get hooked, but he should be involved enough from a passing game standpoint that you should get to this. I mean, 3 of them, maybe even 4 in the first half, and then all we're doing is waiting for number 5 to cash. I can live with that.
Oh, let's bank it home. Do us right, Breece Hall.
Number 3.
Numero tres of the Fade 5 countdown today. Yes, kickers are actually people. I hate them in fantasy, but I love to bet on them on occasion. So, you know, call me a hypocrite, but I'm a Sly guy tonight. Give me Joey Sly over 1.5 field goals made. You have no idea who the hell he is. He's the kicker for the New England Patriots. So minus 110 juice there at BetMGM. Sly has already done this, not only in week 1, but also in week 2. He had 3 for 3 on field goal attempts to makes in week one, 2 for 3 in week number two. So a lot of opportunities, because New England is, they've been able to move the ball with Ramondre Stevenson in the trenches, but they've been bogging down in enemy territory, and Sly has been coming in and booting it through the uprights. A guy that hit 79.3% of his field goal opportunities. Not the greatest mark a year ago. And the only matchup against the Jets in week 16, he had a donut and field goals made last season in week 16. But you look at the Jets, number 22 in EPA per play D. So they are bendable. They are pliable. And I believe New England's going to be able to move the ball. Jake Moody, remember, had a six pack of field goals made against them back in week one. Folk last week only had one field goal make, but I got a feeling Joey Sly's going to split the uprights, not once, but twice. So give me that over 1.5 field goals made for the Patriots kicker, -110 at BetMGM. Good sir. Fader follow.
Kickers are people too, Brad. You know this.
Yeah.
Now, you be nice to Mr. Sly. He's going to cash for you this evening. I'm all about the field goals in this game. Yeah. Is there an over under on the total number of field goals between the two of them?
Yes.
Yes, there is. And so whatever it is, you probably should play the over in that one. And I know you've got an SGP coming up that kind of plays off of the idea of the scoring. So look, there, as Brad said, this is probably going to wind up being like 53-50. And we're going to be totally wrong on the idea of how much the under should be played. But I don't know where the hell the scoring is going to come from in this contest outside of the kickers. But I do think Brad is right. If you watch the Patriots, you can move the ball between the 20s, but then you're stalling. It's the reason why you got to make sure you got a reliable kicker. So I think the two field goals made, I mean, hell, this could be a first half cash.
Hells to the yes. I'll take that all day long, and I'll pour another. Bartender, give me some more on Yayo, because we got to celebrate if that is indeed the case there on Joey Sly. Hey, you want some more bets? Not only in the NFL, but on the college football gridiron. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. It's absolutely free. Don't pay a stinking dime. I'm not answering any questions this season on other social media platforms like the X or Twitter. I'm only answering your pertinent fantasy questions on the Gaming Juice, and it's free to sign up. It's free to be a member. You, again, have no excuse. You're like, oh, man, I'm too lazy. I can't take the next step. Well, great. I'm not going to answer your damn question, and you're going to miss out on some tremendous free content. Ben Wittenstein, Nate Jacobson, they've been killing it in college football. They already got a bunch of game previews. Week four, I think. It's week four in college football upcoming. So I think ultimately those guys are hopefully going to stay on a heater. They've got a Fade 5 edition of this podcast for college football, and you can listen to it right now and download it, watch it. New episode up late last night on thegamingjuice.com. A lot of these guys free spreadsheet picks there, and so do I. Go to thegamingjuice.com, you morons. It's absolutely free. Click, converse, and cash. ... Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 countdown. Again, I'm living in the land down under. Cue the minute work there in the background. So if I am staunch in that belief, it makes a whole lot of sense to back this prop. Let's correlate, let's synergize, and let's bring it all together with a little brisket. Could be tasty on the under 27.5 pass attempts. Truth be told, if you're looking at the always free, always transparent spreadsheet, I grabbed this early week when the line opened at 28.5, and it's already down a tick. I'd play this as low as 26.5. Because I don't think he's going to have any more than 26 pass attempts. -110 there at BetMGM. Why am I backing this? Well, you look at Brissett. He is the ultimate game manager. 25.5 pass attempts per game he is averaging through 2 weeks. He had 24 against Cincinnati in week numero uno and 27 in week numero dos against the Seattle Seahawks. Oh, and look at that. Both of those numbers, I'm no mathematician, but they are slightly under the 27.5. New England is one of the most run-heavy teams in the league. They have the fifth lowest pass percentage of any squad through 2 weeks. Calling a pass just 42.31% of the time. Yeah, the Jets have underachieved in all facets defensively. Even on the back end, they're just a middling number 18 and pass EPAD. But I think Sauce Gardner and friends are going to show up. And again, I think the 1-2 punch of Ramondre Stevenson and Antonio Gibson is going to be the formula for potential success for the New England Patriots. Brissett may even call his own number a handful of times. He has a proneness to do that. So put all together, under, baby, on 27.5 pass attempts, minus 110 at BetMGM. Numero dos in the Fade 5 countdown. Lundy, fade or follow?
All the unders. Give me all the unders on the standard lines. Now, if we're building some SGPs, there's some pretty overs that I like, and we'll play around with that when it comes to some alt lines. But if it comes to passing, give me unders on Brissett. Give me unders on Rodgers. Give me unders on Staubach. Give me unders on Broadway Joe. Give me all
Vinny
the unders.
Vinny though, over?
Oh, always over with Vinny Greenballs.
Yeah.
Always.
Yes.
What are you talking about, Brad? That's a given. I mean, how many people won fantasy championships they didn't deserve because of Vinny Testaverde? Come on, let's be honest. From a quarterback standpoint, I think this is all about the unders in this particular one. I think there's some players that you might want to be able to have some fun with because I think their lines are slightly out of whack. But at the same time, I don't see a lot going on here from a quarterback standpoint, a couple of good defenses and what's going to be, hell, Brad, could be worth a $5 bet for there to be no touchdowns in this game.
Yeah.
I mean, legit, this game could be 15-12.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, another under. Guess what, Luddy? This just in, we're royally screwed.
Number one.
Naruto on the Fade 5 countdown on this hashtag Tequila Thursday between the New York Jets and New England Patriots. Let's go with the second fiddle of the Jets backfield, a guy that really came on strong for not one but two touchdowns a week ago. Braylon Allen, give me the over on 25 or more rush yards. That's in the alt market. Standard line, I would play that over as well, of course, at 21.5. It was as low as 20.5 inexplicably yesterday on every single platform. It's gone up a little bit, and I expect it to climb before kickoff. So go to the alt market, 25 more rush yards, plus 105 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. The pride of Wisconsin is going to do it for all the Spotted Cow. I think he is a guy who's going to continuously have 8 to 10 touches per game over the rest of the season. Why? The Jets are a run emphasis squad, and they want to keep their superstar, Breece Hall, fresh, and they want to keep him upright. So that means they got to siphon off some of those touches and give it to Allen, who's a jack of all trades. He can't drink Spotted Cow legally. He's only 20 years old. He's a pup, but he's got a lot of spring in the step, and we've been seeing that so far this season. A guy only played 18% of the snap share in week one, but it jacked up to 35.1% last week, and I think he's going to get a similar volume tonight. 4.63 yards after contact per attempt with the best marks among qualifying running backs in the NFL. The Jets have a primo offensive line, number 10 right now, and run blocking efficiency. Yes, New England has been outstanding in rush EPAD. They are top 10 in that category. They're only giving up 3.5 yards per carry to the running back position through 2 weeks. Zach Moss went for 44. Zach Charbonnet only went for 38. But if he gets like 6-7 carries, which I think is a foregone conclusion, I think he's going to get to 30 yards. And all I need is 25 to cash, and I cash in at plus money. My number one play on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, Braylon Allen, 25 or more rush yards, plus 105 at DraftKings. Lundy, bear me, fade to follow.
I hate following on everything. You know that. It just drives me absolutely nuts.
You can't fade this. Are you really going to fade this?
No, I'm not going to. I'm going to use it differently. I'm going to use it differently coming up. But I have a hard time fading this one as well. I mean, again, I think you can do rush. I think there's a whole bunch of player props you can have some fun with in this contest. I just don't think we're going to see any scoring. I just think it's going to be between the 20s and maybe between the 30s. We may just go back and forth a little bit. It could feel like an old school game of Pong, as long as we're talking Oregon Trail here today.
Yeah.
We could be going old school like that. So play the over here. I'm about to tell you in bonus time the slight difference that I would play in it, but I think this is a good play that Brad's got on the board for you.
Oh, Lundy, you're such a tease. He already mentioned bonus time. Bonus time. Satisfy me, my man. What do you got?
Let's roll with it. Let me bounce over to baseball here quickly before I go back to Thursday night football. So let me start off here. Brad, anytime you want to give me Aaron Judge's total bases at plus odds, I'm going to play that damn thing and I'm going to run with
what?
It. You better believe it. Plus 125 at DraftKings, but guess what? Plus 140
over
at Bet 365. This is an afternoon game up in the Pacific Northwest. They are taking on Seattle, and it'll be Logan Gilbert on the bump for Seattle. Now, Judge, lifetime 273 average against Gilbert. But the last time that he faced off with Gilbert earlier this season and the Seattle Mariners on that one with Gilbert on the bump, he wound up going, I believe it was 2-for-4 with a walk, a double, and a single. So again, you're going to give me Judge total bases at not just like, you know, plus 105 or whatever, but Bet 365 at plus 140. So if you're looking for an afternoon play, I want you to be able to jump on that one. Let me give you another afternoon play. If you're listening to the podcast early enough, let's go to the Atlanta Braves on the road against the Cincinnati Reds. Chris Sale will be on the bump for Atlanta. Brad, check these numbers out. He has not given up more than 2 earned runs since June 1st.
Holy mackerel.
That is the last time Chris Sale started a game and gave up more than 2 earned runs. And guess what? Atlanta is 13-4 in his starts since then. And most of those have been by 1 run or more. Now, I'm not actually going to go that way. I'm going to give you an afternoon SGP. Give me Chris Sale to have 6 or more strikeouts. Cincinnati is averaging 9 Ks a game right now on the season, and they're averaging that many over the course of their last handful of games. Give me the Atlanta Braves just on the money line, and then give me the over on an alt total of 6.5. So again, Braves, Reds afternoon, Chris Sale, 6 Ks, Braves on the money line, and over on the 6.5. You can build that one at DraftKings and get it at a plus 124. That's a pretty nice total there. And look, on the total on the 6.5, folks, I think Atlanta is good for 6 of those by themselves. So as long as the Reds can put a run across the plate, I think we hit that alt total. Let's go back to Thursday night football now as we start to look at a couple of SGPs that you can have fun with. Give me an alt total under 46.5. Give me New England plus 14.5. Just don't lose by more than 2 touchdowns. All right. And then let's talk about both quarterbacks. Give me Jacoby Brissett under on 215.5 on the passing. And then here's a fun one. Give me Aaron Rodgers under 5.5 rushing yards.
Oh, love it. Love it.
The dude's a damn statue. We all know
that. Yeah, I can't move.
Under 5.5 rushing for Rodgers, under 215.5 passing for Jacoby Brissett, under 46.5 on the game total. And for New England to just not lose by more than 2 touchdowns. You put all of that together over at DraftKings, it is a plus 104.
Nice.
Okay, let's do kind of a weird one here. Brad, this is all rushing plus receiving.
Okay.
Each one of these, alt totals, rushing plus receiving. Here we go. Give me rah, rah, rah. Give me Ramondre Stevenson, 75 or more. Give me Breece Hall, 75 or more. Give me Antonio Gibson, 25 or more. And give me the aforementioned Braylon Allen, 25 or more. One more time, folks. Braylon Allen, 25 or more. Gibson, 25 or more. And then Ramondre and Breece Hall, each 75 or more. Again, this is combined rushing and receiving. No boost, no nothing, plus 256.
Holy mackerel.
I can't resist it. I really can't. I think that is, again, alt totals on all those guys, and I'm up above 250 on that one. And then who else did I want to be able to pay attention to? You know, I already gave you your happy Patrick Corbin day. I'm probably going to build another one in that particular contest. If you're okay giving up some juice, by the way, on another afternoon game, give me Rocker to have at least 4 Ks and give me Marcus Semien to have a hit. That's going to be minus 120. So you're paying some juice. But that is a super simple SGP this afternoon that I like. If you're sitting on a bonus or something you might be able to use, go ahead and do that. I'm willing to pay the juice on that. Semien, I think, is good for a hit at home. going up against Toronto. And Rocker's standard line for the K's is 4.5, and all I need him to do is get 4. I'm taking the hook out of the equation. So there's another afternoon baseball. There's a lot of day baseball games going on, folks. So keep an eye on me on the X at Nate Lundy. I'll post some more going throughout the day. For now, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, well, this is weak sauce. More team reasons parlay play of the day compared to +256. I'm going to have to lock and load that sucker. That's the real Team Huevos parlay play of the day that Lundy shared on the running backs in tonight's Thursday Night Football affair. But I do like this three-legged regardless. So my Team Huevos parlay play of the day, SGP style, all Thursday Night Football all the time. And I built this at ESPN Bet. Leg numero uno. Give me the game under 4.5. Total touchdowns. Yeah, I can actually wager on that at ESPN Bet. I don't know how the hell it gets there when the over-under on the standard total is at 38.5. New England, yeah, they're kind of in the middle of the pack on EPA offense and EPA defense, number 14 and number 16, respectively, in those categories. The Jets, the defense has been bad, but tonight maybe they get a little bit better because New England doesn't really, boom the box score by any stretch of the imagination. Now, the Jets at number 10. An EPA per play offense, but Lundy and I are living in land down under on a multitude of props. We believe this is going to be a lower scoring affair. I think it's going to be right around that 38.5 number, and it's not going to be touchdowns of the scoring variety, a whole lot of field goals. So under 4.5 total TDs, leg numero dos, give me Antonio Gibson, 10 or more rush yards, and leg numero tres, Breece Hall, 3 or more catches. I already gave you all the reasons why I love Breece Hall, the over 4.5. So we're just simply playing this alt line. If you want to take your shiver me timbers, Captain Hook out of it and boost it to 4, get a little bit higher juice, be my guest. Probably a better way to really play this, but I'm a wimp. So naturally, that's why I took it down to 3. Antonio Gibson, I think it's a great call by Lundy to tail him on rushing and receiving yards. Man, he has been incredible through 2 weeks on a per-touch efficiency basis. How good has he been? Well, let me give you all the evidence to back it up. You look at New England, they're number 8 in rush EPA offense because of Ramondre and also Antonio Gibson. Gibson is number 1 right now among eligible running backs in yards after contact per attempt with a gaudy 5.17 number in that category. He's forced 5 missed tackles on 18 rush attempts. That's off the charts elusiveness. He went 7-for-18 on the ground week 1 against Cincinnati, 11-for-96 last week against a decent Seattle Seahawks defense that also is, I think they're like top 5 in EPA per play defense, and he ran roughshod over them. He's getting right around 25% of the opportunity share. He's playing roughly 20 to 25% of the snaps. I think that's going to be more of the same tonight. And the Jets, people, they can't defend in the trenches. That is going to be their weakness. That's going to be an eyesore all season long. They are number 24 in rush EPAD. I think the Hogs up front for New England are going to be eaten and open up some holes for Antonio Gibson. All I need is 10 rush yards, for crying out loud. So let's put this all together. Game under 4.5 total TDs. Antonio Gibson, 10 or more rush yards. Breece Hall, 3 or more catches. Yeah, Team Raisins +125 there at ESPN Bet. But hey, we can build
some bankroll going into the weekend. Be ready for some college football. Be ready for the NFL on Sunday. There's nothing wrong with building it a little bit smaller. To be honest, Brad, I debated whether I wanted to add that Antonio Gibson leg to the one that I gave out, and I went ahead and did it anyway, just based on what we've seen in the first 2 weeks. We know that can change. It's not a huge sample size. I debated whether to include Gibson or not, but I decided, forget it, I'm going to go ahead and roll with it, and that's what got it to such a big payday.
All right, one more bonus time. Bonus time! Play for me. Let's go back to Braylon Allen. I'd like the over on just standard receiving yards. I grabbed it at 8.5. It's up to 9.5 pretty much universally right now at a -115. Juice of Mike, climb a little bit higher. Reach the double figures. That's really honestly where it should be. Week 1, he only ran 7 routes. He had 1 catch for 9 yards. However, last week, up to 12 routes run, 2 catches, 23 yards, and that touchdown. He's establishing trust with Aaron Rodgers, and a guy getting that appreciable yards after contact per attempt, 4.63. I've already mentioned that. And you look at New England, they gave up 2-for-17 through the air to Zach Moss and 3-for-12 to getting down with my maple syrup friend Chase Brown, also there in week 1. And then last week, Charbonnet, he had the 5-for-31. through the air. So again, they've given up 10 catches for 60 yards just to the running back position. All I need is a catch for 10 or two for 10 yards. I think he can get there against this defense. It's number 17 and pass EPAD through the first couple of weeks of the NFL season. Wow. A lot of juicy bets tonight. We'll make it exciting for you. What otherwise could be a snore fest of a game between the Jets and the Patriots here on a hashtag Tequila Thursday. I am out of breath and we are out of time. Do us a favor and drop us a rating and a review at your convenience, por favor. Also, fade or follow us on the X. Lundy always giving it to you there at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same at Noisy Huevos. Again, go to thegamingjuice.com, you jackals, and sign up for a free account and get involved in the conversation. We're building a community brick by brick there. And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you. Peace out.